Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May the 20th, 1809, a free woman of colour in her late 20s named Anne Jordan married a free man of colour named Alexander George Gill in the St. Michael Parish Church. As Anne Gill, she would go on to become the defender of Methodism and freedom of religion in Barbados during the 1820s, actions for which she would later be named a national hero in Barbados. Not much is known about Alexander Gill prior to his marriage to Anne. However, it appears he was a relatively prosperous member of the free coloured community in Bridgetown at that time. He owned a house and land in James Street and two young slaves, a housemaid named Avelia and an apprentice carpenter named Thomas. The fact that Thomas was an apprentice carpenter suggests that Alexander was himself a carpenter who had trained the young man to assist him in his trade as an artisan. There were numerous artisans among the free coloured population of Bridgetown in those days. Alexander Gill was also a signatory to a petition to the governor in 1811 by 176 free men of colour seeking the right to testify in court. Together, Anne and Alexander had two children, both sons. Edward George Gill, who was baptised on July 5, 1811, and Alexander Bovill Gill, baptised on March 23, 1813. However, the couple had little time to enjoy their new family together. Alexander George Gill died and was buried in St. Michael on April 30, 1814. The cause of his death is not recorded. This left Anne to bring up her two young sons, aged 3 and 1, as a widow. Her only other close relative was her sister-in-law, Christiana Gill. Early in 1824, Anne Gill offered the house and land her late husband had acquired in James Street to the Methodist Church as a site for a new chapel to replace the one that had been destroyed a few months earlier by an angry mob. Eventually, the Methodist Church acquired the property from Anne in 1828, and the new James Street Chapel was opened on the site in 1829.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.